What would you say to somebody if you saw them about 10 o'clock during the day? You know, in the way of greeting them, you'd say,
good morning.
What would be the latest in the day you'd say that?
Oh, up to about, I guess, if I'm up to noon, I'd say. Mm-hmm. After that, it'd be good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to somebody when you leave them at night? You'd say,
good night.
Mm-hmm. Or what about when you leave somebody during the day? You'd say,
be seeing you.
Have you ever heard people around here say good day?
Yeah, I've heard that expression, Tom. But that fellow over there now, I'll go over there. And I'll say, well, come over. And he said, well, be coming back. And he'll come over here once in a while.
Yeah.
And I'll say, oh, I'll come back.
Yeah. What about, you know, on the farm, when you start to work before daylight? You say that you started to work before.
Never did do that.
I thought you said you got up at 3.
Ooh, well, I'd there's on these runs. I'd take off, go to the, I'd get up at 3, go to pay, mm-hmm. get a cup of coffee and wait for the paper to get in, see? And by 4 o'clock they'd be there, I'd take off. And I'd get back home here by 7:30, mm-hmm. 8, eat breakfast. Then I'd go to the farm, prove them with stock and horses, cows and things, and then I'd go out to the real estate office and work real estate out there.
Well,
I did that about 8-10 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, when some farmers do that, they say they start to work before
daylight.
Or before sun.
Before sun up.
Sun up.
Well, now I've got some cousins that their daddy did that over here in Howard County. They go out before daylight. Come in after dark. But we never did have to do that on a farm. We'd get up and get out by 7:30, 8 o'clock, you know, in the field. Right? We got out early.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd come in and we'd eat dinner. Then we'd lay down and take a nap or something during the heat of the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'd take off about 2 o'clock in and work when it's sundown.
Mm-hmm. Say now, If today is Friday, then Thursday was
be yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And Saturday's
be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You see, if somebody's coming to see you on Sunday, you know, after this coming Sunday, you'd say that he's coming
Sunday week.
Mm-hmm. Or and if somebody had been to see you Sunday before this last one, you'd say that he came
Sunday's weekend.
If somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed
2 weeks.
You ever heard anybody say, well, so-and-so stayed a fortnight?
Well, I've heard that, but I don't know just how they mean that
yeah.
expression.
Yeah.
Fortnight, I don't know what that means. You?
It's supposed to mean about 2 weeks.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never...
Just don't hear that around here.
No.
What about if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody...
What time it is?
What time would you say it was if it was midway between 7 and 8? You'd call that...
7:30.
What about if it was 15 minutes later than 10:30? You'd call that
10:45.
Mm-hmm. If you've been doing something for a long time, you say that you've been doing that for
so many years, I guess.
You ever heard people say anything like quite a spell?
Yeah, I've heard that expression as well. Don't use much of it around here, I don't think. I haven't heard it too much.
That's good.
I've heard it.